It's time for our weekly opportunity to talk University of Maine Black Bear baseball with the head coach of the Bears, Nick Durba. Nick, good Monday afternoon. Where are you today?
I am in Bangor, actually.
Oh, I've heard of that. I hear it's nice there this time of year.
Yeah, it is.
Well, good to have you back home after, I would say, a very impressive weekend for your Bears. Now, you had one win, but my goodness, you took on the number 24 team in the country. You beat them in the opener and then took them to 15 innings in game two.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, we kind of leave, you know, we were happy about how we played, but we really should have taken two out of three this weekend. You know, we had some miscues that really, you know, we didn't foresee. And ultimately, you know, we left with one out of three games, but a lot of good things coming out this weekend. I think we have a very good chance of, you know, just continuing to build, going out to play University of Texas Rio Grande Valley this week. So, you know, just hopefully just keep building success and moving in the right direction.
Well, yeah, and I guess that's the big thing. Did you feel like your team took a step forward from your games last week?
Yeah, every week we've gone, you know, that's gone by, we've gotten better. Yeah, that's number one for us. And these, you know, these games are important for us, but they're developmental, you know, in the sense that we're getting ready for conference play. So as long as we get better, continue throwing strikes, keep hitting hard, you know, good things will happen.
When you play a 15-inning game at this point in the season, what kind of havoc does that wreak on your plans, particularly in terms of your pitchers?
Well, you know, we're lucky with our staff. We're very deep. You know, that was actually like the least of our concerns. We're a little light in the position players right now. We had, you know, two guys down with hamstrings, and you know, you go 15 innings, and then we turn around and have an 11:30 game the next morning. You know, you kind of get concerned with what's going on, but you know, we have a bunch of tough kids. They want to play, which is number one, and you know, they went out there and played their hearts out on Sunday, and that's all you can really ask.
How did you feel about your hitting over the weekend?
I was happy with the amount of guys we got on base. We're borderline anemic with runners in scoring position right now, but we're doing okay. You know, we're moving in the right direction. We have some mental stuff we need to kind of continue to work on and mental prep work for our position players. But there is a lot of bright spots. I'm very confident this lineup is going to hit the ball hard on a consistent basis, you know, in the next couple of weeks.
Well, when you talk about hitting with runners in scoring position, is that, from your perspective, a matter of execution or knowing the situation and waiting for the right pitch and trying to advance those runners?
Yeah, it's a combination of things. You know, granted, we did see, you know, Miami has a pretty stellar pitching staff. I mean, they have two guys that, you know, they're Saturday and Sunday guys, or two guys that are projected to go in the top five rounds when that draft class comes up. So, you know, they're in the mid-90s guys, but, you know, it's really just a matter of just sticking to where you are fundamentally, understanding your strengths and sticking to your strengths and not trying to do too much. And that's not easy to do when you're sitting there in a 2-1 ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning against the University of Miami. You know, emotions can get to you.
What do you know about this Texas Rio Grande Valley team?
They're a very good team. We've had you know, a couple of schools. They're a true mid-major, possibly a little higher as far as, you know, their conference goes. They're going to go out there. They're going to pitch. They have some really big arms. You know, we'll see the mid-90s this weekend. And it's going to be a matter of if we can just stick to our game plan and execute. And whoever does that, you know, it's going to be we'll come out victorious.
Are you getting yourselves out of town before whatever weather foolishness is coming our way midweek?
Well, I've been working on that all day. I'm trying to figure out if we're going to get out of here on Wednesday. We're supposed to leave here on Wednesday, Thursday morning. But it seems like we might be getting out of here on Wednesday. You gotta kind of go through your paces and talk to you know, our administration and class schedules, and then obviously the flights are another hurdle to get over. So we probably will get out of here earlier than expected. But you know, who knows?
Absolutely. Well, we wish you good luck in your travel and good luck on the field down in Texas this weekend. And we'll visit with you again next Monday. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Rich.
That's Nick Durba, the head coach of Maine Black Bear Baseball. He joins us every Monday afternoon here on the program, brought to you by ClearPoint Financial, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.